And that is NZ Trillion. Say no to the vaccine. If you haven't checked out that YouTube, please do. My favorite song of all time about vaccines. And I always have CNN on, in the background while I'm doing the show, and they have all this crap on there about how these two young men, the alleged bombers, were radicalized. And they keep talking about this term, radicalized. And I ask myself, what does that mean? Did they find out what's going on? Did they know that we've been sprayed with chemtrails for a decade now and they're killing us with vaccines and all kinds of things that they're doing to us? Is that what radicalization means? What do you think about that term radicalization that they're using for anybody that they allege, you know, brings about some kind of a quote-unquote terrorist attack?
Yeah. well, we know the history of the FBI. Sadly, you know, this is the FBI is a recruiting tool and a fostering of terrorist events. This is one of the good things about the Boston bombing is that I've seen several reports now which are recounting the FBI's history with regard to so-called terrorist events, and the one that really stands out, which very few Americans know and they need to know, is the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. This was actually same exact thing. You know, this is the FBI pretty much coddling, supporting, providing the tools, the method, the logistics to actually carry out an event. What they're doing is recruiting idiots who are angry and, you know, ignorant of, you know, how the world functions, and basically using them, supporting them, and even giving them explosives to the point where in 1993, the FBI coddled terrorists were given explosives that were used to blow up the building and killed, I think, 8 or 9 people. What's going on here? You know, how is it possible that we, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, I mean, are these people we're supposed to be going to tell us the truth about crimes that are being committed?
Right.
Wow.
Well, it's called entrapment. It's called entrapment in the first place. I got a big problem with that. What on earth is going on that you're entrapping people, that you're getting them, you're getting them all riled up to get involved in these things? Actually, as you said, giving them the weapons and then, you know, hunting them down after the event occurs. Luckily, in that 1993 World Trade Center bombing, I don't remember the name of the man that was involved in the recruitment and such, but he actually tape recorded the FBI. So even the New York Times reported that. And still, the crap goes on. And I just have to mention something else about the FBI. They are covering up for the pedophiles in this country at the highest levels. There's 800,000 children that go missing in this country every year. And they are involved in the cover-up. Ex-FBI agent Ted Gunderson, who is now dead, exposed that situation. So who are these people? Are quote-unquote law enforcement people that are actually entrapping people and covering up heinous crimes against children, child sacrifice, and all the rest of it? That's what we're paying our taxes for, people. I know that's radicalizing me. Of course, I'm not going to go on any kind of retribution type thing. I'm just going to speak the truth, because that's the most powerful sword, in my opinion. Okay, we're getting callers lining up. Alex from Canada, are you there, Alex? Oh, okay, sorry, folks, we've got a break. We'll bring on Alex after the break. My blood pressure's rising. Be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America with my special guest, veteran Ken O'Keefe. The callers are lining up. Let's start with Alex from Canada. Are you there, Alex?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, both of you, Ken and Dr. Carley, for everything you're doing to raise awareness that tyranny and genocide are being perpetrated against us by the globalists and probably the Council of Three atop everything, including political and religious ideologies, etc. it's really a relief to see people out there fearlessly and bravely and selflessly doing what needs to be done when so many others have their heads down. And I'm very hopeful that with this MP3 file from this show, we can wake up military, law enforcement, alphabet agencies, people in every governmental capacity and administration as to what exactly is going on. It's an excellent show, and you're doing an excellent job, both of you, and thank you so much from my kids and I.
Well, thank you, and I just want to say that it is my hope that we will wake up lots of military as well as all of the different members of quote-unquote law enforcement. There's lots of information coming out that apparently the Navy SEALs were actually the one that brought about this bombing. There are pictures of these two suspects leaving after the bombing, still having their backpacks, but yet the backpack that has been identified as the backpack with the pressure cooker in it, which, by the way, it's amazing that there's information online how to make a pressure cooker bomb. You know, how does this happen? You know, it's amazing that these things are allowed to occur. But the Navy SEALs are oftentimes involved. We had that ridiculous fake raid on Osama bin Laden, who Prime Minister from Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, had reported on mainstream media, had been dead for a long time, and then she was assassinated within a few days of making that report. And yet we're to believe that this man was holed up in this house and the Navy SEALs took him down and mysteriously their helicopter crashed so they could take away the witnesses. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, and that's there you go. That's the really important point, is that those that are in service to tyranny, whether they know it or not, you need to realize that once you do your job, you're expendable at that point. And these Navy SEALs who were trained for years and years and years, which, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, I didn't realize, I was a bit naive before I joined the Marine Corps, that I could have gotten a contract whereby if I was qualified, I could have got a guarantee for something like reconnaissance or force reconnaissance, which is the equivalent of the Navy SEALs in the Marine Corps. I mean, these guys get incredible training. And they're involved in operations that, if you believe America is the greatest nation in the world, you think, wow, man, you know, there's nothing better I could do. And I wanted that. You know, I didn't realize that I could have been a sniper or, you know, in reconnaissance until after I joined the Marine Corps. And I actually did some indocs, they call them indocs, where you volunteer to basically get your ass kicked. And the whole point is to really take you physically and mentally as far as they can to see what you're made of. And had I been accepted, and I passed the indocs, I took two of them, the only two that came my way, I took two of them. And to give you an example, you know, in the company that I was in, which was, I don't know, maybe about 400 Marines, 300, 400 Marines, something like that, there were, I think, five of us who volunteered for this, because you know, you're going to get your butt kicked. I mean, it's not fun. You're not doing this for fun. And all five of us in the first one I did, they wanted us, but I didn't have enough time in the Marine Corps I was actually valued by my unit at that point. So they said, no, they wouldn't let me go, and I couldn't go. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that it could have easily gone different for me. I could have been force reconnaissance or something, and I could have been one of these guys who went and supposedly killed Osama bin Laden and then ends up dying in a helicopter crash because now I'm a liability. And that's exactly what happens. We're being used as cannon fodder. And I'd like to thank the last guest as well, Alex. Thank you very much, Alex. You know, not just for you, but for your children, my children, everyone's children. You know, this isn't about attention or grandstanding or whatever. This is about, please, God, help us all. Let's do the right thing, the same thing, because we can't continue this way. We can't. And the ones who are being victimized the most are the ones who are falsely believing that they are somehow serving their nation. You're not. The Constitution is valuable. What has happened to the Constitution? And how shameful is it for Americans? I don't care what you think of me. Shame on you for allowing your country to be treating the U.S. Constitution like it's toilet paper. And that's the reality. Come on! I mean, if you call yourself a patriot and wave that flag, it is amazing. I'm anti-American? Pfft, you must be kidding.
Well, you don't have to worry about anybody thinking that. The listeners to this network are probably the most aware people on the face of the earth. And, of course, George Bush told us that the Constitution was just a piece of paper, so I guess that should have been a red flag. As I always say, evil is evil even to its own. And that's one thing I hope that the military is realizing as they're seeing these things unfold. Yes, you can believe that you're going to be one of the elite. And there's so many analogies to the medical profession in this. In the medical profession, they try to see who's going to cross the line, who will do the wrong thing. And those are the people that are promoted and giving prestigious positions, the ones who are willing to kill. Commit euthanasia and things of that nature. Create bioweapons of all sorts. There's 1,300 bioweapons sites just in this country alone. And just to let you know about Alex, he is a major warrior. He has what he calls the Brutal Truth Movement in Canada, and he is really bringing awareness to a lot of different things that are going on. So he is also a hero. And he has two children that are aware and awake and know what's going on as well. So, yes, it's going to take lots of us to start to say no. That's what I always say. We have to learn to say no. No, we're not going to participate in this. We don't believe any of your crap. We know that you're lying to us about everything. And especially, we're not going to pay for it. And there's so many different avenues, sidebars I could go into in regards to that, such as their double set of books, the CAFRs, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. They have two sets of books, and you know, they're paying for their black ops with all kinds of different secret funds that they accrue. But we have so many things. Okay, so many people are lining up. Just quickly, Alex, did you want to make any closing comments? And we have to bring some other people on.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that, so I'll be very quick. I think people need to stand up, rise up as rise up patriots now, as Ken's been saying. Fearlessly, selflessly, and bravely get up now, because you're dead anyway if you don't. And we might as well die fighting this corrupt element in humanity, which is just killing everything of any significance in the world. And they completely control everything, including information. Use family get-togethers as an opportunity to tell people in military, law enforcement, or any significant capacity or office, whatever, that what's going on, and it's time to, I don't care if you end up with fridge magnets all over the floor, you know, slam these people against appliances, whatever it takes, get them to wake up, because they're all cowering. And my family get-togethers are a case in point. We have a guy that's a U.S. border guard, as my cousin's husband came up and at a funeral, nonetheless, said, the U.S. Constitution is a problem. I was sitting right beside him. I had to get up and go and do the dishes for, so I didn't punch him in the head so many times. I would have been arrested, of course. But I couldn't stand to sit next to this parasite as he was spewing this dogma and propaganda around a supper table, particularly as his wife's stepfather had just died. It was repugnant. So, again, we had Aiden's birthday party, and Aiden and Abby's birthday party just 2 days ago, and I sat there and tried to wake everybody up, and they actually said to me, you know, oh, please stop talking about that. That's upsetting. You're really upsetting me. And look, what's upsetting is people all pretending nothing's going on. And she said, well, you have your opinion. I said, no, I'm stating facts. This is my mother. And the people all sitting at that table, it was like, I said, well, look, the time to support people like us is now, not after we're dead. And they said, well, we'll honor you for your efforts when you're dead. You're all going to die if you do that. So I sat back at the head of the table. I pulled my chair back and looked at this table full of people and realized that if anyone knows anything, it's my two children. And that's our hope, is that they actually rise up and tell people at their school and in their social circles what's going on. Because everybody else at that table was completely, brainwashed, mind-controlled, and manipulated into their capacities, compartmentalized, and just sitting there, you know, going with it.
We're getting so many callers. I have to let you go, Alex, but I thank you so much for calling in. I just want to say, evil is evil even to its own. If you people think that you can work for these psychopaths, just like Ken said, once you are, your usefulness is over, they will get rid of you as well. So that's not going to work. You're dead if you do nothing because we're, you know, we're being killed in so many ways. So now is the time. It's actually a very exciting time, although it's a very scary time. And, of course, they use fear. Fear, fear, fear. Keep people in their positions of fear so that they won't do anything. And especially to get them to believe there's nothing we can do. What better way than to take over humanity than to get us to believe there's nothing we can do? That's, like, so obvious. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. I'm getting a little excited here. We're going to a break. We'll bring on William from Boston after the break. Got a bunch of people lined up. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Killing America. My special guest is veteran Ken O'Keefe. Ken, you're stirring up a firestorm of callers. So I'm going to ask the callers to speak as quickly as possible because we have a whole list of people wanting to give their, you know, comments or ask questions. Holy crayongans. Okay, let's go to William from Boston. Go ahead, William.
I'm going to speak briefly, and I'm going to hang up because I'm afraid of what I'll say. These dirty, filthy, lying Zionist Jewish media, George Snuffleupagus, Diane Sawyer, Wolf Blitzer, this horrifying media that we have, and the bullshit, that, excuse me, the crap they put out about this Boston bombing. What they did, the media, the police, and the government, with their, what they did after their false flag attack on the marathon was 10 times worse than anything they did at the marathon. And it's not only that. We have a dirty, filthy, fraudulent Jewish financial system, a dirty, filthy, fraudulent Jewish medical system. Boston is the capital of U.S. medical fraud. Harvard Medical School, Boston University Medical School, Tufts Medical School. It's a hellhole of medicine up here. And all I have to say to the people of Boston, wake up, Boston boneheads. You can sing Sweet Caroline all you want at Fenway Park. You are media morons and imbeciles. The Jewish mafia in yarmulkes is screwing you. And you should go, too, on YouTube, the network speech, Howard Beale, H-O-W-A-R-D-B-E-A-L-E, mad as hell. That's how everyone in Boston should be today. Mad as hell from what they did. What the media, what the police, and what the government did in this city is a disgrace.
Well, I totally agree with you, and that speech from Network, I think it's about like 3 decades old. Yes, I've included that in many of my networks. Many of my newsletters. People definitely have to check that out, and I totally agree with what you're saying. Let me just read the last sentence of the 10th Protocol of Zion's. From the book, The Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion, it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, so that the goy see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty in money and in all else. And that one sentence tells us exactly what's going on. And, yes, we have to say no. So thank you so much for calling. Any comments, Ken?
Yeah, just quickly, brother, I so appreciate your anger. And if you're not angry, something's terribly wrong with you. That anger is very powerful, directed. Don't underestimate your power to use that anger and channel it in constructive ways. Be intelligent. You know, for sure. I understand what you're saying. And for me, the whole Jewish supremacist reality of the way our world works is, it's just unacceptable. And there's a huge, huge irony in that American supremacism, the idea that we're the greatest in the world, is a form of supremacism. We believe we're better than others around the world. Supremacism in any form, as far as I'm concerned, is an insult to intelligence and completely and totally unacceptable. And that is Jewish supremacism with its power can't be ignored. It just simply cannot be ignored. So I agree with you in this. I understand where you're coming from, and absolutely enough. No way. Not acceptable.
And I'm glad to hear some emotion, some passion. You know, I've been called bitter because I get passionate about these different issues. They're killing us! How can you not be passionate about that? We saw them driving tanks into Boston! That's what's coming for the entire country. Whenever they do whatever else they've got planned for us, we're going to have tanks in the streets. That's what's coming, people. So wake up. Okay, I can't. This is like the biggest response I've ever gotten on a show. Let's go to Richard from Washington. Are you there, Richard?
I am. Great show, great discussion. But when is the awareness going to come on? They've been running this game on us since the Caesars. We are chattel. We sign up to be chattel. The fact that we're abused is because we volunteer to be abused. There's no nations anymore. They're all corporations. This nation went bankrupt in 1933, and Roosevelt described what he was going to do. All the CEOs of the new corporations were going to be selected by the Board of Governors. It's a corporation nation, as the DVD points out. So why are we complaining about the fact that these people are entertaining us with a one world reality show? And that's all it is. It's an orchestrated reality show. Why get upset?
Okay,
well, hold on.
I totally disagree. I have to comment on this. We were hoodwinked. How can you say that we went along with this? We agreed to it. We were lied to. Nobody with a conscience would agree to go along with what's going on if they were told the truth. So we are not going along with it. We were lied to, and now we're waking up, and now we'll see what the people are going to do.
We're not waking up. There's only three nations in the world: Iran, North Korea, or Cuba. Do we want to go to those nations? The rest of the world is a corporation, and it's run by the Federal Reserve and the United Nations and the powers that be. I can name the people that are running the world.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
How do you explain Iceland? Iceland set a great example. Iceland not only said, piss off to the bankers, the real rulers of the world, piss off to the bankers and put them in jail. And there you go. That's sitting there, right there, as an example. And I agree with you. Yes, it's dark. It's not nice. I'm not going to sit here and pretend, sugarcoat it and like, oh, everything's great. No way. But there ain't no...
Okay, wait. Break. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America. My guest is Veteran Ken O'Keefe. We have so many callers on the line. I wanted to give you a chance to finish your comments, Ken, and then we'll bring on Lou from Ohio. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, the bottom line is that, listen, I think it's a major, major mistake to put so much emphasis on the masses. People are followers. That's the bottom line. It is the minority, the growing consciousness of humanity, the growing minority of people who are becoming aware, that is the key. And that number is growing. And for anyone to dispute whether that's happening or not is absolutely ridiculous. It's not even worth arguing. So don't underestimate the power of one-to-one communication. If you're aware of the facts and even, you know, most of your family and whatnot are unwilling to accept it, don't underestimate the power of reaching one person. And that one person can reach one person or two people. And that is happening right now. And again, I'm not putting rose-colored glasses or sugarcoating this. We might destroy ourselves any day now, but there is every chance that we can actually cherish what we have. And don't underestimate the power of consciousness as it's rising right now, because it is happening.
I totally agree. Okay, Lou from Ohio. We got lots of callers, Lou, so if you can make it as brief as possible. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm interested in your theory that the bombings at the Boston Marathon were a false flag. Who orchestrated that?
Well, if you know, first off, I didn't say I know exactly what's happened there. If you ask me about 9/11, I'll tell you all sorts of stuff. But what I will say is, who orchestrated it? If that's your question, well, who stands to gain the most? That's the first question. Once you answer the question, who stands to gain the most? Now you ask yourself, well, who was in the best position to carry out the event? Now you ask that question, you answer that question quite easily. It's very obvious. Clearly, the agenda would be what? Concentrate power further in the federal government of the United States. Take away more power from the people, as if they haven't already had enough power taken away from them. Take more power away from them. Concentrate even further power in the federal government, which we already know is nothing more than a bunch of treasonous traitors, prostitutes. And you answer your question. So I put the question back to you. Who do you think would have done it?
these Chastian guys, do you think they were working for the U.S. government?
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Lou. That is such a ridiculous question. Obviously, they're patsies. So I'm going to let you go. Let's bring on Bill from Indiana. Are you there, Bill?
Yes, bless you. Excellent observations. Going back to the gentleman that called right before Lou, it is a one-on-one. Coeur d'Alene Baptist, obviously wonderful people, and yet totally mind-screwed. If you look at Chapter 28, Penetration, Persecution of Soviet Churches, it shows conclusively Matryoshkin's archives document how the NKVD, as well as the intelligence communities, had infiltrated the churches and used them very effectively in dominating that country, and yet they're still trying to recover. But I would highly, highly, highly suggest anglo-saxonisrael.com. It will be replaying tonight at 10 o'clock on Republic. It's groundbreaking, as well as your own broadcast. And if you'd take a look and listen of that, it gives the entire outline. And yet at the same time, slowly but surely, that one-on-one strategy that that young man mentioned is the winning strategy. We have to be patient and yet persistent. Levitt.com. He was a very righteous Jew. We lost him to cancer. He was a wonderful spokesman for our Lord, and yet at the same time, the Mossad has effectively taken it in. If you look at the May 2011, it's on the net. It tells the whole entire story. This is the way. This is the Israeli way. Get back to normal. If you don't, the terrorists win. And it's very, very, very telling. And just in closing, Dr. Carley, just so that you know that you are on the winning team, that were not evident already, 2013 Israel survey is being sent out in regard to making sure that Congress realizes how important it is to listen to and be a good ally for Israel, of course. And nonetheless,
what did you just say? I already read you
Dr. Carley. It was sent to me. I didn't ask for it. It's a 2000 okay. Israel survey this
okay,
year.
Okay, I don't care about an Israel survey. If there are any good Jews, they're doing nothing. Okay, our traitors in the District of Criminals have signed a law that we're going to back Israel no matter what they do. Okay, that is treason. That is treason. We're not supposed to back people that are murdering Palestinians, etc. Okay, thank you for your call. Let's bring on Rodney from Illinois. Are you there, Rodney?
I'm here. Yeah, I'd like to talk to Ken.
Go ahead.
Ken, I am the father of a veteran. He's just been released from active duty. He's 30-something years old. Within 2 months of being in Iraq, he was hit with an EFP.
Wait, what's an EFP? Not all the listeners will know what that means, please.
That stands for it's a rather unknown form of a roadside bomb, but anyhow.
Wait, say it again, because you broke up. EFP is what?
Explosive formed projectile.
Okay, go ahead.
If it's a direct hit, it will make Swiss cheese out of whatever vehicle, no matter what kind of armor they have. Well, anyhow, that in short.
Okay.
Because my son had a younger aged superior officer, he was not sent home. His belt was ringing so hard. He's been with TBI, post-traumatic, it's affected his heart. Basically, he's got a medical discharge. But anyhow, what I'd like to hear from Ken. Ken, if I send my son a link to this archive, what can you tell him? This experience in Iraq with the U.S. military has turned his life upside down five different ways. And, time does not allow to, you know, get, you know, detailed about this. But anyhow, he himself, you know, is a survivor of 3 times attempted self-murder.
Mm.
Now, you're talking to a father of this young man. He will not call in such a program. I'm taking a risk that you know exactly the kind of young man I'm talking about. what have you got to say to this young man?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. It's your son that I'm speaking to more than just about any other category out there. And let me just tell your son, what's his name, by the way?
His name is Nicholas.
Nicholas. Nicholas, you know what? The greatest blessing of my life was the most painful lesson of my life. Clearly, I can't compare it to what you've been through, what your son has been through. I'm sorry for you. I really am, because I imagine, like you, I'm not a bad person. You know, I joined the Marine Corps. I wasn't a bad person. You know, I thought I was doing a good thing. And I just feel so blessed that my life wasn't destroyed completely. As bad as what you have been through is, it is possible. It is possible to turn this great tragedy in your life and do something good, because other people will suffer for the same exact thing that you went through, unless of course we learn and we share our experience. So for me, the lesson that I learned is that the greatest hardships in life are almost always the greatest blessings. But it's up to you whether or not you can turn it into that blessing. And if you can't, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay if you're not up to it. But if you're up to it, I can assure you that the blessing is there. It's waiting for you.
Well, I want to add that he's going to have to face reality. That's the first step, just like Ken did, just like I did. You have to face reality. You suffered all this for nothing. You were cannon fodder. You were used. Those are the facts. And that's a very hard thing to do, and I know that from personal experience.
Let me just say, Dr. Carley, I really do, I understand what you're saying, but I want to go back. I want to go back to what I was saying, and that is that, listen, all of us are victims to one degree or another. Even those of us who were called on or volunteer to serve in the military, to go out and defend our country as we are told we're doing, we are victims. And those that kill or become maimed and whatnot are victims. And I'm not going to say, I've been to Palestine, I've lived in Palestine, I've lived in Iraq, I've also experienced and talked to many people from around the world who are at the end of the barrel of the gun that we're pointing. And the suffering that they experience is hard, or if not impossible, for most to fathom. So I'm not going to say that the suffering of one American son is greater than the suffering of a family in Iraq or Afghanistan or Palestine or so many other places in the world. I'm not going to say that, but what I will say for sure is that your son is a victim, but it's up to him. And if he can find a strength somehow inside of him, he doesn't have to be a victim. He can empower not only himself, but other people. It's enough now. Enough now. Enough of us have been victimized. It's time to stand up and do what we can. And I hope your son has that strength. But if he doesn't, just know that from my perspective, I love him, and I hope somehow, some way, he can manage to become a better person from his hardship.
I totally concur. Anything else? Rodney?
When my son told me about an unrelated incident, and he had to come to the point of brandishing and to the point of firing his weapon in defense of one of his own fellow soldiers, in defense against Iraqi soldiers, and when the conclusion was his superior officers told him that they would have rather that he and this other young man died rather than embarrass the U.S. government with this confrontation with Iraqi soldiers, it became clear in my mind that it is not only the veterans that these powers that be have to be worried about, it is the families, it is the people that are in the know who realize and have come to know firsthand what a traitorous, backstabbing, diabolical system that these young men find themselves under. That's who they have to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Right, and I will not forget. I don't know what Pat Tillman's family is up to these days, but Pat Tillman is a perfect example. He was murdered. They call it friendly fire, but he was assassinated because he was threatening to come back and tell what's really going on.
You're exactly right. Thank you. Maybe
if we could get some of the military families together, especially Pat Tillman's family, to put the word out to the veterans as to what's really going on, so that nobody else signs up for this crap. You know, stop signing up to go over there to murder and rape people, okay, under the guise of protecting America. It's a scam, and that's what people have to realize. Okay, Rodney, I hope your son is able to handle this information. We have so many people waiting on the line. Let's bring on Frank from North Carolina. Are you there, Frank?
I just say, Rodney, thank you if you're listening. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
No.
Just, Rodney, thank you for sharing that. I wish you and your son and your family all the best. I really do.
Okay, as do I. Okay, Frank from North Carolina. Are you there?
Carly. Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I come from a similar background as far as what led me to join the Marine Corps, infantry, all of that. So I feel a little bit of a bond with Ken there. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and voice my support for everything that's going on the show today. The message is being put out. And it's good to hear you guys talk about you see signs of awakening and whatnot, because I see absolutely no sign of any awakening in this town where I live, Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm the only activist around here that does or says anything that goes against the grain of the false left-right control paradigm that is controlled by the Jews. And the thing about the Jews is you never see any Jews out there protesting the fact that Jews control the whole false left-right paradigm. They control the discussion.
Right.
They control reality. And you don't ever see any Jews out there protesting that. They'll protest, well, we don't like, you know, Zionism or this or that. But they all seem to agree that they like the fact, you know, they have their own differences and among themselves behind closed doors, but they all seem to like the fact that Jews are in control of everything.
Exactly. And of course, Charlotte, let me just say, Charlotte is the home of Bank of America, a very big bank controlled by the Jews. Go ahead, Ken.
The one thing I would say is that really what we have is a situation with regard to the Jews. First off, I'm against any form of supremacism, and as I understand Judaism, it's sort of predicated on the premise is supremacism, i.e. we're the chosen ones. So I'm against that. I don't respect that, period. If you think you're chosen, I'm not. I suppose if God chose you and he didn't choose me, the logical conclusion is that you're somehow better than me. I'm not down with that, period. However, I think that the vast majority of Jews, you know, although they derive some benefits, it's the same as the American people. The American people have derived benefits from their position with the global currency in the dollar, and ultimately all these wars of conquest that we fought, the resources. We used to have cheap gas. You know, we used to have all this, you know, high living standard stuff that we derived benefit from, and we kept our mouths shut, and we basically just appreciated the whole America's the greatest paradigm. We were supremacists. Most Jewish people, where I'm going with this is that most Jewish people are victims as well. They are victims of an indoctrination process that makes them subscribe to their tribe and put them above all else, and by de facto reality, whether they know it or not, they are endorsing a system of tyranny that is so obscene and so nasty that they're going to be found guilty, and they don't even know it. They're like sheep being led to slaughter. The vast majority of Jews are not involved at the high levels, but when you look at the Jewish population of the world, there is no question at all, none, that this tiny percentage of the human population has the most incredible amount of power in the media, in government, in banking, 100%. And this is so unacceptable and dangerous. So, but we need to make a distinction. It's most Jews are just basically supporting the program like most Americans are, but they're not actually in on it, in specifically in on it, and that is important.
Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you on that. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned. And we're back with Blood Healing America. My special guest is Veteran Ken O'Keefe. We're running out of time so fast. I just want to say before the break, I said I respectfully disagree, Ken, because any Jew that worships the Talmud, I suggest people check out Tidbits from the Talmud. You can check that out online. Read what they actually write in their Talmud. And then tell me that these other Jews are not participating in what's going on. But go ahead, Ken, I'll let you comment.
Well, there's no question at all. The Talmud is one of the most disgusting, if not the most disgusting documents that's ever been produced by humanity. And ultimately, there's no way you could defend that at all. What I'm saying is that ultimately, it's sort of like, oh, the people who believe, oh, it's the Republicans. If we get rid of the Republicans, we'll solve our problems. That's not going to solve the problem. The Jewish people, if I was born into Israeli society, and I was raised in a dogmatic, indoctrinated society like that, I could have been one of the most vociferously, ridiculously psychopathic, idiotic supporters of the state of Israel. That environment of the Jewish supremacist ideology is a very pervasive, very, very controlling one, but the American society produces the same sort of thing. It's not about Jewishness, although I agree absolutely 100%. The disproportionate amount of control that Jewish people have and the supremacist ideology that is pervasive throughout Judaism is an extreme problem, and it must be dealt with. And it's not Zionism, it's Judaism, Jewish supremacism. However, that is not our only problem. And if we're thinking that if we just get rid of Jews and we want to have an extermination of Jews, or we want to just get rid of the Jews and that's going to solve the problem, that is a fool's game. And it's exactly what the manipulators of our world would like many to believe. That's not going to solve our problem. What we need to do is address not only those people who have disproportionate amounts of power, but we need to go stand in front of a mirror and look at ourselves and understand where we stand in this world. It's not just the Jews. It's American supremacism as well. In fact, largely, it's American supremacism. So I wish we had another hour to discuss this, because
I
haven't been able to
say everything.
I just want to
say, because we don't, and I totally agree with you. But that's where it all comes from. That's what's indoctrinated our entire Congress to go along with these different policies that are happening. But yes, as you say in your YouTube, Iran is not the problem. We are. We are basically Israel's, you use the term BITCH, okay? That's what we are. And we're going along with it. So we're no better than them. I totally agree with you. But where is this all coming from? Go ahead.
Just one short thing, because I know we're running out of time. It's Jews who control the banking system. This is really kind of indisputable, really. We don't actually know who exactly are the shareholders of the Federal Reserve or the Central Bank of Europe or the Bank of England, but we do know for sure that it's Jewish dominated. And if you control a fraudulent money system like this, that's power. So if the Jewish supremacist ideology is so controlling that it actually has the shareholder power within the central banking fraudulent system, well, there you go. They're going to be hated. And all those Jewish people who aren't actually the shareholders of these central banks are going to be associated with that. I hope more of them speak out, because it's for their own sake and the rest of humanity that they must speak out.
Right. Okay, well, I can't believe how fast this show went. Sorry to the callers if we didn't get to. We'll be back next week with more controversial topics. Stay tuned, folks. Thank you, Ken, for an excellent show.
Thank you.